All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Return of Nemea, so let's get started. These outfits you guys picked out, they're the most random things. They are? Why? Why? You of all people are asking me? Yeah. You picked a damn werewolf costume. What's wrong with that? It's stupid. What about mine? I think it's a good one. It's a cat outfit. It's a cosplay. Pretty sexy, too. Yeah, guess it is sexy. How's that any better than a werewolf? Still, Sadie, can you do me a favor? Sure, what is it? Stop showing off. I'm pretty good at this, huh? Yeah, you are, and it's making the rest of us feel like crap. Oh? Sorry.
Landing back down on her feet, Sadie smiles with pride.
It's just been a long time since I did that. I didn't know if I still had it in me. Whoops. Well, you do. Congrats. Guess all those years of high school gymnastics really paid off, huh? Yep. You did gymnastics? Oh, damn. Thought you said you weren't fit like the rest of us. I really am unfit. Plus, it's been years since then. With how good you are, I'd never know it. Oh, thanks. So, everyone sent you their ideas, huh? So everyone sent you their ideas, then. Yeah, wanna hear them? Hit me. Well?
Looking back at her phone, Grace starts rattling them off.
Vivian wants to be cowgirl. Mia, an angel. What? And I picked a soldier. Wow, you're right. That is random. A werewolf, soldier, cat lady, angel, and a cowgirl. It's not a cat lady, Grim. I'm not wearing a frizzy gray wig, woolen sweater, and brandishing a damn rolling pin. Ah, my bad, but if you did, you'd be the cutest one around. Don't try buttering me up. Sorry. How the heck are we supposed to come up with a storyline from this? Hey, you told us to pick our own outfits, okay? What did you expect would happen?
Falling onto her back, Grace gazes up at the ceiling in hopelessness.
As if the hand of God is going to come down and give her the answer. Also, like I told you earlier, there's a small possibility that Cindy might get involved. So there's that too. Come on, really? We both know that's not gonna happen. There's literally no chance in hell Sebastian lets her be anywhere near this thing we're doing. Well, as it turns out, miracles do happen. Me, right here, is proof of that. Oh. She brought her mother. Cindy? Or should I say, us right here is proof of that. Isla! Hey, everyone. I don't believe it. It can't be. That Dad let us join in with you guys? Yep. Us. I was hoping there's enough room in this thing for me, too. Of course there is. The more the merrier. Yeah, of course you can be involved. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. How the hell did you manage to pull this off? You'll have to ask Isla here. I don't know what she said, but whatever it was, it worked.
Glancing over at Isla, you notice a sullen look on her face.
Am I seeing this, or does she seem down? Whatever she said to convince Sebastian, I'm sure she's paying the price for it. Hey, Isla. Mind if I talk to you over there for a minute? Sure. You're being suspiciously secretive. What's this about? Nothing. Just wanted to ask her something completely unrelated to what we're talking about. Alright, go ahead.
Jumping out of the ring, you go with Isla to the far corner of the gym.
So what happened, Isla? Nothing. Sebastian and I just came to a compromise.
A compromise? Ooh, that's never good.
Why don't I like the sound of that? It's fine, Grim. Really? What was the compromise?
However, Isla stays silent.
Come on, Isla. Isla, whatever. Just tell me. I'm moving back in with him. What? Really? He agreed to let Cindy do this only if I come home. As for me, well, thought I could use a distraction too. Are you sure this is something you really want to do? I gotta be honest, it doesn't seem like a very even compromise. I'm sure. Also, maybe it isn't an even one, but it means granting some happiness to Cindy. If it means granting some happiness to Cindy, then so be it. That's very selfless of you, but what about your happiness? Will you be happy going back to him? Let's be real, Grim. I was probably always gonna go back to him at some point. I mean, what else do I have? If you had more belief in yourself, you could have a lot more. Maybe, but maybe this is enough. Is it? You told me yourself that you're not exactly happy with it. We're going through a tough time, but we still might be able to make it work. I have to believe that. For Cindy's sake, this isn't about her, though. It's about you and Sebastian. Everything I do has to be about her. She's already lost one, Mother Grimm. I don't want her to lose another. I get that. It's okay. I'll be fine. You're absolutely sure about this? Maybe there's another...
Putting her hand on your shoulder, Isla smiles weakly at you.
I'm sure. Still, thank you for the concern. Okay. If you've made up your mind, then I suppose there's nothing else I can say, is there? No, there isn't. An assassin. That's what I want to be. Come on, let's get back to them. Yeah, let's go.
Following behind Isla, the two of you rejoin the girls.
What's this about an assassin? We're all going to dress up in different outfits for the show. I want to be an assassin. You really do, don't you? I don't think I've ever seen someone more sure of anything in my life. It's almost concerning. Our own outfit, huh? To be honest, I wouldn't have a clue what to pick. At this point, it may as well be anything. The ship has sailed on this making sense anyway. By the way, are the both of you sure you're up for this? It won't be a walk in the park, you know. Of course we are. I'm a ginormous wrestling fan. What about you, Isla? Believe I can handle it. I was pretty athletic back in the day. Although, that was a pretty long time ago. Don't worry, I'm sure it'll be like riding a bike. I did gymnastics in high school and thought I forgot all of it, but as it turns out, I can still pull off a few moves. Good to know. Even so, we have less than a week to prepare for it. Plus, there's a lot of work yet to do. For instance, the stupid storyline I have to come up with. What storyline? Henry, what are you doing here? Sure are a lot of surprise visitors today. Just thought I'd stop by to see how everything is coming along. A pleasure to finally meet you in person. The pleasure's all mine, and I must say, you're even more beautiful in the flesh. Oh, thank you. Hey, Henry. How do you do, Grim? Not bad. Just trying to get a hang...
Cutting you off, Henry quickly shifts his attention to the two women he didn't recognize, Cindy and Isla.
Oh, just who are these two? I'm Isla. Nice to meet you. I'm Cindy. Hi. Isla and Cindy, huh? Well, gorgeous, just absolutely stunning. Both of you. I'm starting to think he says that to every girl. You two, by any chance, wouldn't be also taking part in the show, would you? We are. Actually, we just joined today. Wonderful, so that makes six. Six stunning women who will be involved in this production. Don't forget that very one. Excuse me, don't forget that one very handsome guy. Hmm? Me? Oh, that's right about that. What is it? I kind of feel like it'd be best to make this a female-only show. Oh, I see. It's just that a bunch of women and one random guy is kind of a strange look, don't you think? Not only that, I'm worried that the optics of a male fighting women isn't a great idea. True, but to be fair, Grimm isn't the most physically imposing person, so I'm not sure people would mind. Thanks, Sadie. Perhaps. You know what? I have a more important job for you. Really? What would that be? Because you have limited time to not only train for the event, but also to remember the actual choreography of it. I came up with the idea that you, Grimm, would be responsible for keeping the show on track. How would he be able to do that? From the dressing room, while watching the show proceed through a TV we'll have set up, he'll feed you lines and instructions on what to do. Feed lines? Are you saying they'll have earpieces in? I am. Oh, so high tech. Sounds complicated. It'll be easier than you think. Just keep a script in front of you during the show and make sure everything goes to plan. I understand all that, but still, I really would like to be in the actual show in some capacity. Seriously? If I could switch places with you, I would. Then why don't you? That's out of the question. Grace must be in the show, and that's non-negotiable. Why is that again? Because you're the one everybody was raving about from that party of yours. They must see you. They were raving because I was a drunk mess. I mean, it pains me to say it, but I'm nowhere near as fun when I'm sober. Regardless, we can't keep you behind the scenes. I'm fine with doing it, but are you absolutely sure I can't get into the ring at some point? Even for a bit at the end? Look, I'll think about it, but I can't make any promises. There is one other problem. What's that? We still haven't come up with a storyline for the show. I got the outfit ideas everyone wanted, but it's only made things more complicated. Well, what are the costumes? I booked a photo studio for tomorrow, so I need to get on it as soon as possible. Shit, that's tomorrow? How's it even going to be possible to get all of them in one day? I have my connections, so don't you worry about that. I'll get it done.
Looking back at her phone, Grace begins reading out the costumes everyone came up with.
We have a soldier, a cowgirl, angel, cat, lug girl. Also, was Cindy's idea just now an assassin? What about you, Isla? Oh, I'm not really sure. That's fine. I'll come up with something if you can't think of anything. Oh, okay. I'm happy to be whatever. Great. Also, about these outfits. Are there specific ones you have in mind? Yeah, everyone attached a link of the exact one they were looking at and where to find it. Good, good. That'll make things easier for me. Still, how are we gonna wrap a story around that? Easy. Huh? The bunch of you as characters are competing in a tournament for a magical item that grants the victor a wish. That's quite simple. It's brilliant. It is? Of course. Sure, it's a basic as shit premise, but it's all we need. Why complicate things? The storyline doesn't really matter that much. Normal people probably even care what it is. All we need is a basic setup to get the bunch of you in that ring to beat the shit out of each other. Pretend beat the shit out of each other. Right, pretend. Oh man, I can't wait to do this. It's gonna be so awesome. Since I'm here, why don't you guys show me what moves and stuff you've been working on? We're still just getting the hang of things, so we don't actually have a ton to show, honestly. That's absolutely fine. Just give me an idea of what kind of stuff you've come up with.
Approaching the ropes, Henry awkwardly struggles to get into the ring.
Yikes. I really don't want to be around for what Grace shows him. It's gonna be so fucking awkward if he hates it. Well, if you don't mind, I'll go over to the bar and see how the other girls are going. What? You can't leave? Why not? Like Henry said, I'm not even gonna be in the show. It's called moral support, Grimm. Let the guy go. There's no use in him just hanging around here doing nothing. See, Henry's fine with it. Fine, but if you're gonna go there, at least be useful. Don't just chit-chat and distract them from working.
Climbing out the ring, you wave your hand dismissively at Grace.
Yeah, got it. Tell them about Henry's idea, too. Also that me and Isla are joining the group. Will do. See you guys later.
With that, leaving the rest of them behind to demonstrate what they've learned, you leave. Moment later, you arrive at the bar. Walking through the door, you see Mia and Vivian busy at work.
This is the first time I'm seeing Vivian since me and Sadie's little rendezvous with her last night. I should probably try my best not to give off any weird sexual tension vibes that Mia might notice. Hey, guys. Oh, hey there. Hey, Grim. Hey to you too, bitch. What? Fuck you. Jeez, Grim. What the hell? Why so aggressive? I was just kidding. It was a joke. I might have taken that a little too far. A joke? Calling me a bitch completely at random like that is a joke to you? Yeah, that's not cool, Grim. Sorry, my bad. God, I'm a real idiot sometimes. God, you're a real idiot sometimes, you know? He said sorry, Viv. Let's just move on before things get ugly between you two again, okay? Good idea.
As Mia turns away to focus on something else, Vivian smiles cheekily at you.
So, what did you get up to last night, Grim? Uh-huh? What the fuck is she doing? You and Sadie? You didn't just hang around the house again, did you? You went to see a movie, right? Yeah, that's exactly what we did. Oh, what movie? Actually, I don't remember what it was called. Really? How can you not remember when you just saw it last night? You don't have early onset dementia, do you? Maybe, but also maybe I just forgot. Nope, I said it right. She is a bitch. Damn, you should probably go see someone about that. It's kind of concerning, don't you? Can I just say you guys have done a fantastic job at keeping the bathroom pristine? It might even be the cleanest. Oh, Grim, what's up? Emma? What are you doing here?
Running over to you, Emma throws her arms around you in a hug.
Okay, that's enough. You can let go now. The fuck? Why would anyone be so happy to see Grim of all people? Hey, a lot of people are happy when they see me. Yeah? Huh? I never noticed it. I owe Grim a lot, that's why. If it weren't for him, I would never get my best friend back in my life. Let's relax on the best friend talk, okay? We're not there yet. In fact, we're not even close to being there yet. Oh, sorry, but don't worry, I'll get my hooks back into you eventually, chuckle. That doesn't sound ominous at all! Poor choice of words, but you know what I mean. So you actually made the call, Mia? Told you I would, didn't I? Yeah, but I still had my doubts that you'd actually go through with it. I still do have those doubts. I don't know what the hell the deal is between the three of you, but for what it's worth, I like M. M? Haven't you guys, like, literally just met? Basically, and yes, it's very weird that they're already using nicknames. Not everyone's a prickly introvert like you, Mia. Some of us can make friends quite quickly. Mia? An introvert? Yeah, right. You must have known a very different Mia then, because she's a wet blanket if I've ever seen one. Hey, screw you, Viv. Just being honest. Well, all I'll say is if you knew Mia a couple years ago, you'd probably be getting on very well with her too. And when I say very well, I mean it in every way imaginable.
Saying this, she gives a quick wink to Mia.
Oh, really? Why don't we delve more into that, shall we? Nope, not happening. Let's move away from the topic of me and onto something else, huh? Please, anything else. Actually, this will segue nicely into a few things I did want to talk about with you. Sure, go ahead. Well, call it a miracle, but Cindy and even Isla are going to be in the show. What? No way! Grim, let's maybe not talk about that right now. Why not? What's this show you're talking about? Because of that... Excuse me. Because of that... There's this kind of wrestling show we're doing in less than a week that we're preparing for. Wrestling show? Where? Nowhere. In fact, it might not even happen, so there's no point talking about it. What? Of course it's going to happen. Sure, I wish it wasn't, but I had come to terms with that, with the fact that it is. Mia, why do I get the feeling you're trying to keep this from me? Because, well, I'm listening. Ah, fuck it. Because that's exactly what I'm trying to do. Are you happy? There, I said it. I don't understand why you would try to keep that from me. Actually, I'd love to be involved too, if I can. That's what I was trying to avoid. Me being involved? Why? I'd be a great addition to the team, don't you think? Thanks, but we're fine without you. Now, wait a minute. Maybe there is something we can find for her to do. No! We already have Cindy and Isla in the picture now. We don't need any more people to complicate things. I won't complicate things, I promise. It'll be the opposite. I'll be a huge help. I said no, that's final. My ass it is. Are you forgetting where you stand in the hierarchy, Mia? I'm the co-owner of this place, so if I say she's in, she's in. Thanks, Viv. Oh, give me a fucking break. You're only saying that because you want to get in her panties. Oh, yeah? That is so not true. And what would she even do anyway? I could be the host? That'd be fun. We don't need a host. Actually, now that she mentioned it, we really do. Grim, back me up on this. We have everything handled without M getting involved, right? Hate to disagree with you, Mia, but maybe that wouldn't be such a bad idea. What? You're kidding, right? Please tell me you're kidding. Thanks, Grim. I mean, we do need a host, don't we? Plus, Emma certainly has the confidence and charisma to do it. I completely agree with that. You just met her. How the hell would you know what confidence or charisma she has? It's just a feeling I have. She learned a lot from being in that cell, didn't she? Fuck your feeling. Wow, relax, would ya? What's the big deal if she hosts the event? I'm not ready to have her be so involved in something I'm doing, okay? Is that so unreasonable? Is it because you think I'll try and sabotage it? Because I swear on my life, I won't. Even if you don't purposely try to do that, knowing you, it'll somehow still end up happening. That's absolute nonsense. It will not. Well, I vote we give her a chance. Me too. Screw you too, Grim. Of all people, you should have my back on this. Hey, I get where you're coming from, but in this case, I'm putting my own personal feelings aside to do what's best for all of us. Throwing the Emma wild card into the mix is best for us. Try that one again, guys. Throwing the Emma wild card into the mix is best for us? Yeah, makes perfect sense. Look, if you're really so against it, fine. She doesn't have to be involved. No, don't say that, Grim. Just give it a little more thought, okay? I think she could actually be an asset for us. Yes, that second part that he just said. Ignore the first part and listen to that. Okay, I'll think about it. Still, no promises. Fuck yeah!
Hearing this, Emma darts for the exit.
Where are you going? Getting the hell out of here before I have a chance to fuck anything up. Call me when you decide, okay?
With that, she dashes through the door and disappears. A short moment of silence follows her departure.
Whoops.
Until finally...
I like her. Yeah, you already said that. Well, now that that's settled, what else did you want to tell us, Grim? Right. Well, you know how Grace has been having trouble figuring out what storyline would be for the show, right? She's not especially creative, so yeah, I do know that. Well, in any case, Henry solved that issue for us in about 5 seconds. He did? How? His idea was that the characters we're playing would compete in a tournament for a magical item that grants the victor a wish. That's it? That's kind of generic, isn't it? He said that most people wouldn't even care. All that really matters is creating a setup for a bunch of girls to beat the crap out of each other. Geez, when he puts it like that, how can we not be excited to do this? A bunch of girls and one guy, don't forget. Actually, not exactly. What do you mean? Henry said it'd be better if I remained backstage giving instructions to you guys through an earpiece. Oh, I guess that makes sense. What? Why do you get to do that? I want that job. I don't see that happening. He seemed pretty set on it being me. Sexist. He thinks a woman can't do the job. Is that it? No, he just thinks that all the women should be in the ring where everyone can see them. So yeah, still kind of sexist in a way. He also mentioned that the photo shoot's tomorrow morning. Yeah, I did hear him say that. Isn't Grace giving him the list of outfits today? How the heck is he going to get all that by tomorrow? Don't know, but he seems pretty confident about doing it. This is such bullshit. You're not still sulking about doing the show, are you? No! I most certainly am not! Besides, don't get your hopes up that it'll even end up happening. Like Mia said, how on earth is he gonna get his hands on all those outfits in one day? Also, don't forget, there's also Cindy and Isla's outfit that needs sorting too. Exactly. It pretty much can't be done. It just can't be.
However, the next morning.
God damn it. Tell me, do all young people lack punctuality, or is it just you lot? Sorry, but wrangling a group of women is an almost impossible task to achieve. Oh, shut the fuck up, Grim. Why don't you shut the fuck up? Wow, how cool is this? It's all so professional. Feels like I'm a supermodel or something. I don't half-ass anything, young lady. Furthermore, if we're going to take photos to promote this event, I want them to look perfect. I still can't believe you actually managed to get all of our outfits in one day. That was quite a feat. What can I say? I'm just that good. Can't argue with that. So, where's the photographer? Well, that's one issue we'll have to deal with on our own, unfortunately. So much for being that good. Hey, I heard that. God knows I hate agreeing with Mia on anything, but she kind of does have a point. Well, as it turns out, finding a photographer in a small town like this on such short notice is also impossible. Anyway, we have no other choice other than to make do with what we have. I assume you'll be the one taking the photos then? No. As much as I'd like to, my eyes aren't as good as they used to be. Which is why you'll be the one taking the photos, Grim. What? Why him? He wouldn't know the first thing about photography. Because the rest of you will be in the damn pictures. Oh, right. You didn't have to yell, you know. I apologize. I'm just a little stressed out about this whole thing. Don't worry, Henry. I got this. You do? What makes you so confident? How hard could taking a few photos even be? You basically just point and shoot, right? I have a bad feeling about this. By the way, where are Isla and Cindy? If you were annoyed at us being late, you must be fuming at those two, huh? Yes, I would be. Fortunately, those two ladies can read a clock far better than you. Wait, they're already here? Where? In the fitting room, patiently waiting for you to arrive. So let's not waste any more time, shall we? I have your outfits already hung up in your own stall, so let's get to it. You managed to get all of them? I did, and I do hope you like them because whether you do or don't, that's what you're going to be wearing. What if they don't fit? That's fine. I made sure to get multiple sizes for each outfit, so there's nothing to worry about there. Good thinking. I've been in this business for 30 years, Sadie. I wouldn't have lasted this long if something as simple as that could trip me up. Now enough chitter-chatter. You people have clearly demonstrated how slow you are to do things, so get moving already.
Following Henry's instruction, the five of you promptly head for the fitting room.
All right, guys. So the wrestling match is underway. They're doing the photo shoots, and I want to save those for next week. Because even though we're going to be doing Animagust, we'll still give you guys some Mia. So at any rate, I'm out, and this is the Grimlord's Uncanny Valley. We'll see you next time with more Mia.
Stay tuned.